you know, I'm just embracing the opportunity. I'm going to go out there, have fun, you know, just let it all hang out, and obviously prepare my butt off, you know, do what I've been doing all season long, and just go out there and have fun with my teammates. I felt pretty calm, you know, with the, you know, hard circumstances, just going in there and stuff. I felt like I was, you know, confident. You know, I know the offense well. I've been in the system for, you know, almost a year now. You know, we were running stuff that I've been familiar with. So it was actually fun to get out there and get some reps.
Talk about how you ran the plays. You had practice. How much easier will it be having the game plan cater to you and be able to go through the whole week of practice with it before Saturday?
Yeah, it should be good. You know, just getting as many reps as possible. You know, reps on the side. You know, after, if it's, you know, not during a team period, if it's during a special teams period, you know, getting more and more reps, just practicing stuff, you know, repetition after repetition. So, you know, just looking forward to that. No, you just go out there and play, really. You know, you always have the nerves leading up to the game, and once you get out there and you have a couple snaps and you get hit, get knocked down, you know, I think all that stuff kind of goes away and you start to play ball. So, you know, obviously playing at Michigan State, we played in some big time games there. We were fortunate enough to do that. So I'm going to try and take whatever I, you know, did there and, you know, use it, you know, put it to use out there Sunday or Saturday. Nope, not really. You know, I was nervous last week just being activated, you know, being inactive all season long and finally knowing that I was one play away, you know, I was preparing like I was the guy. So, you know, I was nervous going into the Denver game, you know, just like I am, you know, just like I'll have the nerves going into this game. So it's all the same. Oh, yeah, slept great last night. I talked to my quarterback coach from Michigan State last night, Brad Salem, and then, you know, obviously Derek, you know, talking to him, just, you know, trying to encourage me, giving me all the confidence that I need heading into this game. Yeah, for sure. You know, I mean, just the name of the game. It's just, you know, you see things like this happen a lot. You know, anything can happen. Anything can change with a drop of a hat. So you just always got to be ready. And, you know, whether if it's out there on the practice field getting mental reps, you know, putting yourself through it mentally, you know, to now actually getting reps, you just got to approach it, you know, approach every single day like it's the same.
You were a guy going to the draft that you thought you might be drafted by somebody that needed a starting quarterback and you have a chance to be starting this year. Do you feel like you kind of always been ready to dip your jump in and be a starter?
You know, I think I've always been ready to go in if they needed me. You know, there's still so much to learn. So much for me to improve on, you know, watching, you know, Derek play, you know, watching Matt play, you know, they do a lot of things, you know, that I need to get better at. So, you know, watching them, you know, if they ever needed me, I think that, you know, I would be able to go in and contribute. But yeah, that, you know, it's stuff like that. Say it one more time. Yeah, for sure. You know, that's, you know, a point of emphasis for us. You know, we're going to watch that game. You know, a bunch of us have already sat down and watched the game. And you just, you know, try and pull up things, you know, that we can try and exploit in this week's game.
What do you see from Clowney when you watch?
Very talented edge rusher, you know, a guy who could stop the run, you know, get to the quarterback, you know, in a pass rush. Just a guy who makes plays all over the field. You know, a guy who could, you know, track down a receiver who's running 40 yards downfield. You know, I think he ran like a 4-4, whatever it was at the combine. So he's a very, very talented football player.
How much work do you improve in training camp and
how has it improved? I think just confidence. You know, when you come in, you're a rookie, you're kind of unsure of the offense, timing with the receivers, all that stuff. So now just having, you know, almost a full season under my belt, you know, getting, you know, staying after, getting extra reps after practice. You know, coming out, you know, before in pregame, you know, when I was inactive, throwing with, you know, other receivers, just building the timing, the route concepts, all that stuff, and the knowledge of the offense. Just learning all that, I think I'm just more confident, more in control. I'm just going to go out there and make plays, you know, for my teammates. You know, I've never been the kind of rah-rah kind of guy. You know, I'm going to be vocal inside the huddle. You know, I'm going to communicate to my guys on the sideline and stuff like that. But I would just always go out there and just try and make plays and let the play, you know, speak for itself.
You mentioned developing kind of timing with receivers. How much work have you gotten with Crabtree or Cooper throughout the year that you've had a chance to actually throw the balls?
A little bit here and there in practice. You know, if it's just routes on air. If we're doing like quarterback drills and they're just spot catching, stuff like that. So that's really all the you know, chemistry that I've had with them or opportunities to work with them in practice in drills like that.
Two more guys. That's it.
When did you find out or how did you find out that you were
going to start? I came in this morning and Coach Todd Downing told me. So I came in and talked to TD.
Have you heard from Draymond Green?
I have not.
Do you know him?
Yes, I do.
Do you have any family come to the game?
Yeah, mom, dad, sister, girlfriend.
What would your reaction be on?
Just ready, you know, going to embrace this opportunity, give it everything I got, and go out there and have fun.